Okay, it is time.
Did you get these from you?
No, from me.
Oh, who did you get them?
Okay, it's 6 o'clock.
I can.
We're working.
I'm going to start, so I'm going to put you by the mic. I'm going to put you in front of Darren's microphone.
Yeah, and Kyle, I'm going to put my phone on you so you don't have my background noise. And then when you need to reply, okay, you just forget to switch it off so I can reply.
Got that, Mayor.
Okay, Patty,
we're
starting. Thanks for being on the phone. Welcome, everybody. Ruth and John, thanks for coming tonight. We're going to begin with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance, and Derek's going to lead us.
Lord of work and said you would ask Vice Spirit to be here with us as we go through this business and have these discussions and make the decision that will be best for the citizens of Lord of and also as we talk about the SEMPA and the best direction to go that will be the most beneficial for everybody. We'd ask that that would provide us moisture and to help with our water issues and to water our crops and to help with the fires. And we're grateful for everything. God's goodness. We give the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Derek. First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. This will just be a single motion, unless there's any discussion. Entertain a motion for the consent agenda.
Mayor, I'll make the motion that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Our motion is second. Let's see, there's money involved. Blair?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing. This is for the Class C alcohol license letter of consent for Zion Hot Springs. This is for the one we did before was for
the 21 and older area.
And this is
for
the
family.
Just a beer license, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody in the public want to come up and comment? Ruth? No comments? John, no comments? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. First item on the agenda for the business is discussion and possible action to approve the Class C alcohol license letter of consent for the Zion Hot Springs. Any discussion? Mike, any discussion?
No, I think you. I was curious for that clarified.
That was for the other one.
Yeah.
Dick, any discussion? No?
Yes.
No discussion?
Yes. No.
Okay. Patty, do you have anything you want to say?
No, I'm good with the mayor.
Okay. Okay. Blair? No discussion. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve a letter of consent for the Zion Hot Springs on the Class C alcohol license.
Mayor, I'll make the motion that we approve the letter of consent for Zion Hot Springs to approve the Class C alcohol license.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Blair?
No.
Patty?
Yes.
Dick? Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is possible action on the proposed Lantus merchandise fireworks contract and purchase order for the fireworks. Do you want to take a minute on that?
It's contracts, so it needs to come to you guys. It's the fireworks for the Winterfest.
Do you have the amount?
We paid, it is $8,000. We paid a down payment to them in last year's budget because she had some extra money she wanted to pay for it in last year's budget. So check has been paid. They can refund us if you guys decide not to approve it. But it's what we do every year. Just because it's a contract means it's coming to you guys.
Okay. Any discussion? Blair?
Mayor, last year there was a lot of debris on the hillside left over from the fireworks that was not cleaned up. So I do have an issue with that. And then the other thing with the dryness and the drought, I'm concerned about having fireworks up there. And I'm wondering if before we approve this or don't approve it, if we could look into the cost of electronic drones, whatever, I'm not sure what they call it. I know it would be quite a bit more expensive, and maybe the first year it would have to be scaled back, but I wonder if this would be a good time to transition.
Kyle just mentioned to us that he did look into it, and it's the drone thing is $50,000.
Very small show.
For a small show. So, that, as far as budget money for the city, I think that's out of the question for us. So.
Yeah. And you can approve this contract and still choose not to do fireworks.
If it's fire dangers, too bad.
Yeah. Okay. It's usually fire is not a problem in December. I mean, it can burn, but it's not the season. It's not like 4th of July the 24th.
Yeah.
So, but you guys, this is just to approve it. If you guys want to approve it, then November comes around and you decide you don't want to do fireworks, then you just don't do it.
Okay. Any discussion?
Hello, Kyle, can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Sounds like we lost you.
Yep, maybe.
Sounds like we lost you, Patty. Mike, do you have any comments?
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, so are you saying that we could approve a fireworks show now, but if we continue to have drought and not adequate rainfall, that we could decide not to do it without losing our money?
This is just the approval to purchase the fireworks. You guys can at any time tell the staff to not do fireworks. For whatever reason.
Okay.
And then they would refund us the money.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Dick, do you have any comment?
No, it's what we've done before and it's always worked, so if it stays in the budget, then I'm fine with it.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. If there's no other comment, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the purchase of the fireworks.
It's your turn.
Mayor, I'd probably make a letter of consent purchase order for the fireworks.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the purchase order for the fireworks. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Blair?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mayor, as far as cleanup goes, that might be something that we have to address. I would imagine the firework people aren't going to, it's going to be stuff that quick the next wind to come up or have some scout group or something.
You city council?
Yeah, there could be that. There's groups that could go up. We get quite a few calls for groups. We send them to the gun range most of the time.
Yeah.
To clean up. They could go do that if we wanted to.
That's a good option. So, okay. Next item is discussion of possible action regarding the request for the RV resort has to be designated for extended occupancy at the luxury RV resort. I don't see them here. Were they supposed to be here?
They ran into some problems about being here, so they just wanted to know if we
continue on
without them.
Do they want us to make want the council to make a decision on it, or
do you?
To renew their ability to do the snowbird.
Yeah, we told them that they had to come every year to get that renewed. This is probably their renewal.
And we just gave you the sheet that we've been tracking to make sure they didn't extend beyond or didn't take more than the sites that were permitted, and that they didn't stay longer than they needed to. So every month they would send us a report, and then at the end we would go out at the end of the time frame, which I can't remember when.
Went from October to March or something like that.
We went out and verified that they were no longer in those spots. And so this is just them doing their due diligence to be able to go forward another year. We didn't get any negative responses, and I know it definitely did help their business.
And they were diligent in doing the report, so you got them every month?
Every month, yeah.
So this is just what you guys asked for them to do.
Right.
So it wasn't a permanent thing, so they have to come every year for this.
Okay. Any comments or discussion from...
So this keeps it on a temporary agreement?
Yeah.
And we're not increasing the amount.
Right.
It's just what we did.
Okay. And I think that's why you guys put it in place. It's so that if there were problems, we could address it, or if it became a big problem, we could just not allow it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I think I support it if it stays temporary from year to year and it's not increasing.
That's what I remember is what they're saying.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Patty, do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I'm definitely in favor of it. You know, we put it in place this way to protect the city against problems should they arise in the future. If there was a change in ownership, that we wanted to maintain control. And I think the RV resort has done a good job on their part of the agreement, so I'm very comfortable with it.
Okay. Do you have any comment there? Okay, well, do we need a motion to do that, to extend it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to extend the occupancy at the luxury RV resort.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made by Blair. Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, yes. I guess that was unanimous then. The next item is, I don't have that next item.
Yeah, it's not in there.
It is not in
there. It's on the screen.
Oh, there it is. Okay. This is discussion and possible action to amend and approve the cost for a HA5. What's an HA5?
It's a road treatment. It's like a fog coat, but we use the treatment actually on our roads.
For the Zion Corridor Trail Phase 1, is that right?
Yeah.
And this will be paid by?
The money we get from the county.
The money from the county, okay.
Yeah, what happened is that as we've been trying to close the deal so that we can get the funds sent over to us, Leslie Fonger had two questions. First one was that the road bait or the asphalt being used was voidless, which Interstate Rock came back and said that it was. And then she felt that it'd be a good thing to go ahead and include in the price the HA5 treatment, which we've done a lot of it ourselves. It extends the life of the asphalt anywhere from 5 to 7 years. Once you put that application down, it keeps the elasticity of the asphalt going. So we had Kaizen add it, and that's what I don't know if you've got the this, you probably found this video.
We did.
He was emailed this.
Yeah, so Kaizen added that, so we needed to amend this, and when I talked to Kaizen, I told him we may not have that first meeting in August, because you talked about you may not be here, so it'd be that second meeting in August. That put us past the point where everybody would continue on with the locked-in prices. So if we can give this amendment tonight to include this and include the new amount, then we can get everybody to lock in, and we can get Holbrook to lock in on their price. And then the only thing we have left to do is we're waiting for Leslie to call us back to let us know who they need to coordinate with the county to work that interlocal agreement, so that that can come and get approved by you guys. Once it's approved and signed, then the money will go, will come to the city, and they'll actually, Interstate Rock is ready to move on the project now, so.
Okay.
What we're gonna do, just is our first budget amendment, I'm gonna amend the budget. I think they're giving us all the money. So I'll just amend the money and put it, amend the budget, put everything they're gonna give us into a line item that will be only spent for that. And then as Interstate Rock, they can take it all at once, they can take it whenever. Instead of amending the budget for every time they do it, I think they're going to give us, even if they don't give us all, we'll amend the budget as if they did. And then when the money comes in, we don't have to keep coming back and get it to spend it.
Okay. All right. Any comments from the council? Patty, any comment?
Sounds great to me.
Okay. Yep. Then I'll entertain a motion to amend the approved cost for the HA5 treatment for the Zion Corridor Trail Phase 1.
Mayor, I'll make the motion to amend the approved cost for the HA5 for the Zion Corridor Trail Phase 1.
Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Blair?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Okay. That brings us to the council reports. I have nothing to report right now. So, Blair, what do you have?
I haven't had any meetings at all on any of those.
Okay.
And, sir, I hope the next councilman has as much success as I have. If we would just assign Kyle to be over the CERT program, see, he's shaking his head yes. I seen it. He started going just like that.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all I have.
All right. Patty, do you have anything to report? Okay, that sounds fine. Dick?
The fire district is very active. They've been on a couple of fires here locally, so we need to get behind them, stay behind them. Asterisk Special Service District. We haven't been to one of their meetings for a while, but they're very organized, so I wouldn't be anything worried about them.
That's it. Micah?
Just want to thank everyone for the 4th of July showing up, and Mary had us all lined out for that, and I think it was on the screen when we came in about the 24th. And again, if you're here and available to help cook that breakfast.
My family will be here to help. They've all volunteered.
Volunteered?
I volunteered them.
Okay. So, anyways, that's always a nice, it's a fun thing to do.
Also, I have some grandkids that want to ride in the side-by-side with me, so is that going to be okay?
I think it'd be great. They could probably throw more accurate than we did.
Yeah. Are you going to use the car as well?
I don't know. I'll ask Mary.
Okay.
For doing that again. It was nice to not have to get up and...
Yes, that worked out really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They're gonna. I guess I don't know how it comes. Do you guys cook anything, or just keep it warm and hand it out?
No, there's cooking
okay.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
We'll have the city griddles or whatever, those Blackstone.
And you've got all the spatulas and stuff?
I don't have anything, but I'm sure they'll be there.
Okay.
Maybe just one last thing. Mary, you took the Youth City Council up to Utah State a week ago, and anyway, she said it was a really good event.
Good, good.
Kids were great.
That's great. It's good to have some participation like that with the youth. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Faye, do you have anything?
Well, maybe just kind of set the stage for our next little portion of our meeting, if I can do that for a minute.
Sure.
Over the past couple of weeks, we've been kind of proceeding along parallel lines. One line is proceeding with the application for the critical instructional materials protection area, making sure that all our T's are crossed and I's are dotted with respect to that, which includes tomorrow night's public hearing. We kind of cleared the decks so that tomorrow night can be devoted solely to that. And we did that by moving these items on tonight's agenda to this meeting called a special meeting so we can handle these items for tonight just on this agenda. On the other track, we've been in contact with Matthew Church from Utah Local Governments Trust. He's been reviewing everything for us, and he's prepared tonight to kind of give us his opinion on things.
Okay.
We did meet the city, Tim Anderson, and another attorney, Adam Dunn, who's kind of a Johnny-come-lately attorney who's got claims, he says. We met with, and also with Jay Stratton last Friday to talk about potentially what would be the results of this legal action if it was filed. And we also talked about the possibility of resuming in some way our negotiations to get this thing resolved by agreement. Our thinking was that what would happen is we would have tonight's closed meeting immediately following this. Matthew Church would report to us his opinion on whether or not there's potential for liability for the city. And then as we go into tomorrow night's public hearing, we'll have the benefit of having his input and his expertise. Meanwhile, Interstate Lock has shown a little bit of interest in maybe continuing with some sort of negotiation. So what we thought we would do is we would go to the point of having a public hearing tomorrow night, take all the public comments, and then just simply take the matter under advisement tomorrow night and delay any decision until our next meeting following that. Meanwhile, we'd continue talking to Interstate Rock. If we can work out an agreement, great. If we can't work out an agreement, then we'll have the benefit of Matt Church's legal analysis to determine whether or not we want to grant the SIPA or not grant the SIPA. So that's kind of where we are. 2 minutes, we're going to go to the closed meeting to hear from Matt Church as to his opinion about the legalities of Tim Anderson's arguments and so forth. So.
Okay. All right.
Just one question on that for an open meeting. Is that just for residents? I mean, it seems like the majority of the emails, at least, were from Tuckerville residents. When we have this meeting tomorrow, can anyone?
Anyone can speak.
It'll be anybody. In this particular situation, notice has to go out to anybody within 1,000 feet of the excavation site, and they'll have an opportunity to voice their complaints. I might mention that Tim Anderson has contacted me and said, well, we're going to the public hearing, we can't get the agreement done before then, which I don't think we're obviously going to be able to do, that he would like to take 3 minutes for just one last shot. And I said, well, you know, you're a member of the public. If you want to keep it 3 to 4 minutes, then I don't think it'll be a problem. But we don't want you to give up a big long dissertation. You'll get cut off if you do that.
If If he's volunteered 3 minutes, we'll give him 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to plan on keeping time for
yes.
anybody
yeah.
that hands up?
Yeah, I think we'll keep it to 3 minutes, and I would imagine most of the people that are going to be from Tuberville, and we may have some Laverkan residents here. John and Ruth will be here. You could both come and comment on that. So, and you could comment for the other side if you wanted. Who knows?
My advice would be that just after we have the public hearing, after we receive the public comments, that we don't even comment on it at all as a council.
And just take it under advisement.
Say, yeah, we appreciate your comments. We'll take it under advisement.
And adjourn.
And then we'll make a decision 2 weeks from now. In the meantime, we might work out an agreement, but maybe may not. So.
Maybe 4 weeks from now.
Oh, maybe 4 weeks, okay.
Yeah. Interstate Rock has agreed that it's okay to postpone it.
They have.
The extra time. And I think they're
waiting
on their decision to find out kind of the feel of what happens in these 2 days.
As I've gone back and reread the statute several times now, we don't necessarily need their approval to extend that time period. And the reason for that is because if we were doing, let's say, an agricultural protections area, the failure of the city council to act within 120 days constitutes an automatic approval. But with the critical infrastructure material protection area, we actually have to make an affirmative finding. So if we don't make the affirmative finding within 120 days, you know,
it's
not approved, yeah. So we're okay if it goes over by a week or 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next item is citizen comments. No comments from the citizens. Okay. We need a motion to go into a closed session. Is that
right? We should have a motion to go into a closed session for the purpose of discussing reasonably imminent litigation.
Okay.
And designate this location, I think.
Would somebody make that motion?
Mayor, I'll make the motion that we move to a closed meeting to discuss reasonably imminent litigation at the meeting here at 111 South Main.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a second. Motion and a second. Is that a roll call?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Blair?
Yes.
Patty, I know you won't be here, but.
Let me ask, is it possible for Kyle to put me on the phone during the session?
Yes, you're part of the council, so.
Yeah, so just call me back when you're ready.
I think we're going in right now, so
we'll keep you on the phone.
I'll just leave you on the phone.
Oh, okay, Kyle, thank you.
So you're voting yes?
No, I'm in Las Vegas right now.
Hi. Okay.
But Dick. But we need to have 60% vote.
Dick. Say yes.
Dick.
Mike.
Yes.
Are you got a yes, Patty?
That's 75%.
I yes.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to the closed session now.
Derek's the IT guy in there. I've maxed out on my IT. This building's already. We say that until we get in the room.
You guys can stay here if you want. We're coming back out. So.
But you're not going to come back
out. No, we won't.
That's why I love it.
I'm just going to dismiss my.